It's time now for your letters and for one correction. Wimbledon is in full swing, and yesterday some of you heard us say that all English hearts are on native son Andy Murray. Well, some disgruntled Scots wrote in to remind us that Andy Murray is not a native son of England, but of Scotland.
Yesterday, we also aired a story from Planet Money about tipping, and while we give an extra couple of bucks to a waiter or a late-night bellhop, one reason, the story explained, is that we feel guilty about someone serving us. But Danielle Ahart of Richmond, Virginia, disagrees. She writes, "As a waitress of 12 years, I still maintain that a tip demonstrates the respect, not guilt, as your story indicates, that a customer shows toward the work a server provides."
Fast-rising floodwaters have forced many residents of Minot, North Dakota, to evacuate for the second time this month. The flooding now appears worse than a major flood there in 1969, and it could surpass Minot's worst flooding on record back in 1881. I spoke to Kim Fundingsland of the Minot Daily News, who had stayed behind to cover the disaster.
The sirens are going off right now, by the way. So that means there's nobody left, and it's just left to wash away. It's just so sad. So sad.
Well, Kelly Beck of Maricopa, Arizona, and a native of Minot, was moved to tears by our interview and writes this. "My brother and his wife live across the street from the river and had to say what they assume will be a final goodbye to their home yesterday. As I spoke with him today, all he could say about it is that he had everything he needed. His wife, pets, and closest friends and family were all in a safe place." And Beck goes on to say this, "All I can do is hope and pray for everyone in my hometown. Thank you, NPR, for bringing me a bit of hope for the people of Minot."
Finally, we've talked a lot on the program about the debate in Washington over whether to raise the debt ceiling. It's a big issue and one that can seem pretty abstract. So we asked yesterday for your questions about the debt ceiling debate. We've already heard from many of you, but please keep those questions coming. We'll do our best to answer some of them next week. Just go to npr.org and click on Contact Us. And please remember to put debt ceiling in the subject line.
This is NPR News.